Hey everyone, welcome to YoCast 36. This one we're gonna go. I've been reflecting about spirituality, religion. Easter weekend just passed. Thinking about Jesus and psychedelics and all of these things, this great mystery. And yeah, I just wanted to share, a little few thoughts about that, because it can be quite confusing at times. And recently just having some conversations with someone I work with, one of my client kind of say, and they're having this struggle because they've been very religious their entire life. In the last few years, they've become a lot more spiritual, and there's this conflict that's arising between their beliefs and something new that's emerging within them that challenges the beliefs that they've kind of inherited, I guess, through being born into religion. And it's interesting how so many people are born into different religions. And obviously, if you understand beliefs and conditioning, you become kind of a part of your environment, because that's how it kind of works. And you start believing what you're being told and what you see and what you hear, and want to be accepted and safe and not be bad and not to sin. But for a lot of people that walk down the spiritual path, there comes a point where some of these things start to become challenged within them. Like, for example, if your religion told you to do something that you didn't believe was right, would you do it? And this happens a lot of times, like cult mentalities where, crazy things happen. But you become so ingrained with this belief and not wanting to be judged or different from the environment that you're in, you may do some crazy things. So we'll come back to that. But it started, thinking about Jesus. And, again, like going through crazy conspiracy rabbit holes over my life. One thing that I know for I'm pretty sure is that most of history that's recorded is not accurate. There are accuracies in there, but I wouldn't say it's the whole picture. You can even look at, in the last 50 years around, things that happen in politics and wars and, weapons of mass destruction, that was a lie. And every war that you look at in the last 100 years, there's all these this other side of the story. But then history over time, kind of, based on who wins and who controls the narrative, starts to become very regimented. And I remember watching a documentary a long time ago. I think it was Zeitgeist. It started, showing how, there are a few similarities in Jesus's story to other people, from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. I think it was Horus, or other different stories from around the world. And traditions with a lot of similarities. And they also brought to light, no pun intended, how the Bible is kind of like the solar calendar, with Jesus' birth around the winter solstice when things get the darkest, and then the light starts increasing. And then even around Easter, the spring kind of solstice, or some say it's the actual new year. And again, how the sun kind of stops moving for 3 days, or can't be seen in some areas. I think that's something like that. And then it rises again. And that's a metaphor for Jesus. And then you think about, like, who wrote the Bible, or who compiled it, a king, and what were their intentions. And so I do believe there's a lot of truth in there, and a lot of interesting stories that seem to be inspired from something else. And the Bible is one of the most studied books in all of history. But as like someone on a spiritual path trying to make sense of this all, do you blindly follow religion or faith? Or how do you start kind of questioning in a way that's not going against it per se, but looking for deeper meaning? And I think in the bigger picture of things, when you look at this world we live in, it's that perfect mix of duality. And the devil or Satan or whatever you want to call him, or if it exists, we always learn that, they were the trickster. They were there to kind of deceive and to throw you astray or to confuse you. And it seems like, it's this perfect element or variable to help you dive deeper into yourself. So I've been thinking a lot about that, and what to really believe. And it always comes back to going inward, using all these stories that you hear the mind level, but then using your own personal experience to integrate them to test, for example, I think religion is great for a moral compass, and there's a lot of good things in there. But when you come to, you know, religious, no pun intended, about how to integrate these things, you may be creating conflict within what your heart feels and what's really inside of you. So, do I believe in Jesus? I believe in Christ consciousness. I kind of believe that Jesus existed. You know, there's some things that talk about how, you know, yeah, the books weren't written until well after he died, and other historians at the time didn't speak about it. I can kind of see how that could happen. You know, other stories talk about how Jesus was like a rebel, and you know, he got killed because he was really going against the church and authority and stuff like that, who are kind of the people who would write the Bible anyways. And some say that he was, you know, this almost like an anarchist of like, hey, like don't follow any kind of organized religion, follow the truth inside your heart. And so for me, when I started on my journey of self-discovery, when I was like, hey, look, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what the purpose of life is, how I even got here, where I was before I was born, where I'm going to go after I die. I started reading different philosophies, the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Buddhist philosophies and stuff like that. But it wasn't really until I started experiencing spirituality, where, and a lot of it started with experience with psychedelics, which initially showed me that I knew nothing, which was humbling to say the least. But it also showed me, like, yeah, a lot of what you believe based on the things you've heard might not be true at all. So from that place, how do we start forming, you know, truth? And it's in the everyday interactions. You know, some people talk about the difference between spirituality and religion. Spirituality is this kind of direct connection to the divine, to creation, having those moments where time completely stops and you see the beauty and perfection in all things. And religion is almost like this structure, which will keep people from going crazy, I guess, giving them something to believe in. And maybe it's a good stepping stone into spirituality. But at what point do you kind of let the training wheels go and really find your own spirituality? And through, you know, my psychedelic research, you know, I realized that there's a lot of, I guess it would say like, clues that there may have been psychedelics involved in spirituality. They talk about the rabbis and the, I think it was a tabernacle where they would, you know, burn incense and frankincense and myrrh and have these visionary experiences. Even Moses, you know, the acacia bush was the highest in DMT, and they said there was serine rue in the area. And you know, those two mixed together would create like an ayahuasca-like experience. Serine rue is like an MAO inhibitor. And soma, they talk about soma in Eastern texts as this kind of elixir that would have these divine experiences, or even in Eleusis in Greece, you know, the Romans, and they would go to this place for a few days and fast and have these take something and have these experiences. So are psychedelics spirituality? I don't think so. I think it's all part of this all of these variables that help someone start to connecting to that inner voice, which I believe is our connection to creation, whether it's through breath work or meditation. And truth starts coming. And then we get to be challenged in everyday life, you know, how we want to react and listening to our emotions as a GPS or a guide point. You know, when we know something is wrong or we see something happen, you know, what do we do about it? You know, and I also think Jesus, if he existed, which I think he might have, could have been like a shaman. You know, talk about turning water into wine. You know, some people say, yeah, like he had mushrooms and created mushroom tea or something like that. So a lot of interesting theories around that. Even, you know, in ayahuasca, I've had experiences where I've connected with this Jesus figure. And I question after, and was it just because, and I grew up Christian? I've heard other people have had Jesus experiences that from different religions. And are all these kind of, I guess, saviors or prophets trying to bring the same message and trying to speak to us through, you know, framework that we will kind of understand based on our religious beliefs. It's interesting. It's interesting how there's always this yin and yang, you know. And through all these things we read, there's a bit of deception in there, a little bit of hidden truths within, you know, the Bible or all of these stories. So, you know, in my own experience, you know, like I look at things that I've been told over and over again just to believe that they've been true. But then there's something inside that kind of challenges that. And we go inward. So it's good to kind of question, but be careful to question everything, because then if you go to that framework, then everything becomes a lie and it's hard to find truth. So trying to discern between religion and spirituality, I think you have to listen to that voice within. I think you have to really find your truth, you know, and find that moral compass to live by, and allow yourself that time to be in nature, to be out of the mind, and integrating it. So, for example, you know, one of the things I'm working on, like integrity, which I've shared in a few previous podcasts, is like to try to never lie. And of course, I get challenged right away. You know, I was supposed to be speaking for a group. They brought me in to talk about breath work, and for some reason, it didn't sync to my calendar, that appointment, and I missed it completely. And then a friend of mine who kind of hooked me up with it reaches out and it's like, "Hey, are you okay? Everything okay?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, what happened? How did I miss it?" And I wrote an email immediately saying, "You know, I had some kind of emergency. What happened was when I saw the big gap on my calendar, I put my plane on airplane mode, it just went into work mode." And I said, "Oh, I didn't have access to my phone, and I'm so sorry." And I just sent it off. And I was like, it didn't feel good because I wasn't being 100% truth. And it showed me how you can get challenged right away in life, you know, in the spiritual compass. You know, the mind wants to protect, and I don't want to get in trouble, I don't want to look bad, I don't want to make my friend look bad. But really, am I speaking my truth in this situation? And so, you know, I reached out to see if they want to kind of reschedule. And if I do, I will definitely share the truth of what happened. I even think about writing an email now and just saying the truth and not being afraid of the consequences, because I know that's kind of my dharma of the spiritual path that I'm trying to walk. And so, like, what to make of all this? You know, the solar calendar, religion, all this confusing. I definitely think there is like a battle of darkness and light that is going on right now, and it's been going on forever. And I really think the more I think about it, Earth is kind of like a purgatory. It's like a testing zone. And maybe I failed in a past life and I was come back here. And you're put into this ultimate test. And if it was all easy and no evil existed, you wouldn't get challenged spiritually. You wouldn't grow spiritually. And maybe that's the point, you know, maybe that's the point is like, how do we show up and connect to our spirituality, even when no one's watching, and make those right decisions? So whether you believe in God or Jesus or all these things, just because you go to church, does that make you a good person? Does that make you spiritual? You know, or are you having these direct connections with the divinity? And one of the reasons why I think psychedelics were outlawed, and even breath work back in the day, they said, you know, there's this story about the root word for breath, spira, inspire, you know, to breathe in, to expire, you know, your last breath. You know, this breath that connects you. And they were saying that, you know, people were breathing in groups and they're having these direct experiences. And the church or the Roman Empire called it a conspiracy against the church, and they outlawed it. Or anyone that was, you know, witches and stuff like that, they were using nature and stuff to connect to spirits. You know, it was looked at as blasphemy. Or when they found these tribes doing these things, you know, the church was like, we need to change them, we need to make them believe what we believe. And you look at the Crusades and all these things with horrible, horrible, you know, killings and death. Like, is that spiritual? Or is that forcing a religion because we believe we're right and there's only one way? And how do you really speak out against that? And all the division we're seeing right now, to find the similarities, to find the truth, to find that universal spirituality that can connect us all, that can really help us transcend. And maybe we're not supposed to transcend as a humanity, as a whole. But ask yourself that question. If you were here for one lifetime and you're put on this spiritual quest, born into kind of darkness and confusion, finding your way, being told all of these things, believing them to be completely true, and then having these challenges in life that kind of rock you to your core, that make you question everything. Because I'm sure you've been there before, had a moment where you've questioned everything, like, why am I here? What's the point? I don't want to live anymore. This is so crazy. If God exists, why is he doing this to me? But in those moments of despair, it really challenges you to really question. And if we're here for that reason, you know, what changes can you make in your life to walk a little bit different? How can you stand up to evil or darkness or hatred, and connect with that divinity, that will to live, that creative force that keeps everything kind of flourishing and growing? And then sometimes you'll even look at nature and say, wow, nature is very, very ruthless and savage. And if you ever see like animals killing other animals to eat to survive, you know, it's like, wow, how could a God create this? But there's also perfection in that as well. You know, I also had an ayahuasca experience, where I was a panther and I died. This is one of the past episodes. I think about that a lot. And it was this acceptance of, okay, like this is it. This is survival. This is life and death and continuity. And even through my ayahuasca experience with Jesus, it was always like trying to teach me something about forgiveness or about trust or about faith. So letting go of the mind and trying to find this higher faith in yourself and humanity. And always when I get so confused by everything outside, I remember, okay, take this in, but don't make it absolute. Find your own spirituality within this connection to divinity and trust in that everything that's happening right now is happening for a purpose. And don't get too kind of absorbed by the dogma of institutionalized religion or any institution whatsoever. And come back to those moral principles that guide life around forgiveness, around truth, around honesty, around love, around gratitude, and around just being a good person. So I'm just curious, as I'm diving into my own spirituality, what does spirituality mean to you? Do you think psychedelics play a role? What have your experiences shared with you? And I think having those kind of conversations that are, whether inside or outside of religion, but look through that lens can really help us to expand our own spirituality. So I don't know if you have any questions, but I have a lot of questions. But those are just some insights, things that I've been thinking about. Curious to know your response into that and how you kind of integrate the spiritual teachings into your life, especially when you get challenged, especially when things get hard, how you show up and the lessons that you learn through it. So thank you for listening.